Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo for WNRN. Sometimes being in the right place at the right time is a really good thing, and today is an example of that. We happen to be in Charlottesville, just as Myron Elkins and his band are passing through. They've been playing in North Carolina, and they're on their way to New Jersey. Now, Myron has a new album coming out in January, and he has a single that you're going to be hearing on WNRN. Maybe you've heard it already, called Hands to Yourself. Myron, welcome to WNRN.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you for playing the song.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, and it's really nice to hear the song. I had a chance to get a sneak preview of the album, and it sounds really great. Looking forward to seeing that come out in January. Factories, Farms, and Amphetamines?
Yep. Yeah, that's the name of it. I've said this before, but I thought it was kind of harsh at first, and then it was kind of the only way I could kind of sum up what I was, where I was from. So that was kind of and it sounded cool. That was another good thing for it.
Fires on all cylinders.
Yeah.
That's going to be on Low Country Sound, Elektra Records. Would you like to play one of the songs from the album now?
Yeah, we'll play Mr. Breadwinner. The song came out real well. This one's for the working man. I'll start it out.
Myron Elkins in studio at WNRN, a song from Factories, Farms, and Amphetamines, his album coming out in January on Elektra Records, and Low Country Sound, that's Mr. Breadwinner. Great song, Myron.
Thank you so much.
I think that anybody who watches a video of you is going to realize that, you know, you're not an old guy. You know, you're a young guy. And that song seems like comes from somebody who's got more life experience than you do. How do you come up with these ideas in the songs?
It kind of deterred me from the Nashville thing and the country, kind of mainstream country music thing was I'd never co-written before, and all these songs were kind of personal, and I just have kind of a different way of approaching a song. I could never really relate with much people when it came to writing the song, and with a song like that, I worked at a factory for 3 years right out of high school as a welder, and I just liked working man songs because that's kind of what get you through the day and such. And so, I guess it's just kind of a different approach on life. You know, I never really wanted to go to college or anything. And I guess it kind of harkens back to the old days of just getting out of high school and going to work. And that's what I did. And I think that's why I can relate to kind of the older music also, you know. So it's just it's a different approach than some people have, maybe.
Now, you've already had some tremendous milestones, even though this first record is not out. You recorded it at RCA Studio A, and Dave Cobb was producing. That seems like a tremendous benefit for a debut album. How did you run into Dave Cobb?
Well, we were big fans. I was big fans of the music, and I was in Nashville opening up for Marcus King, who's a great talent, and I guess what Dave told us was he was looking for something new to kind of dive into, and he happened to be looking on who was playing in town, and kind of just right place, right time, you know. It just kind of worked out, and it turned out we were huge fans, and thankfully when we went to meet him, he was a very level-headed guy with a lot of knowledge and very easy to work with, so everything was a lot of fun, and this album, we did it live just like he likes to, and all the people we loved like to do it, so yeah, just right place, right time, I guess, and we were ready.
Probably had a point in that process where you had to pinch yourself and make sure you weren't dreaming, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm a nervous person, and in the studio, I'm a big fan of country music, huge fan of country music, and Waylon Jennings, Chet Atkins, and Dolly Parton, the list goes on, and just to know that you're kind of in there where they once were, you know, it's like, it's almost like you're playing in, there's a little bit of pressure there, but the cool thing with Dave is he does a good job of humanizing those people, unlike I do, and made it more comfortable.
Must have been an incredible experience. Would you like to play another song from the album?
Yeah, we'll play this kind of a listener-friendly song. I carried this one around for a while, and this one's called Good Time Girl.
I should have suspected so. Then how we anything could have seen she was only winding up to go. Then how she was so stuck on something, but that something I just couldn't. Thank you. inches long time gone. When my voice is worn out, I have no more song. Well, welcome to this good time life.
Myron Elkins in studio at WNRN, Good Time Girl. That's a song from the album coming out in January, Factories, Farms, and Amphetamines on Low Country Sound and Elektra Records. He is on tour right now with Shane Smith and the Saints. Thanks so much for that song, Myron.
Absolutely. Again, thanks for having us. These things are always really cool when you get some real DJs or, you know, not a lot around anymore, it seems like.
I think that's true. And not a lot of musicians that are willing to come in and do this kind of thing. You're not by yourself. You got two of your band members with you.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah. So on the percussion, we got Jake Bartlett from Frankenmuth, Michigan. And then Caleb Heath over here from Plainwell, Michigan. And I'm Myron from Otsego, Kalamazoo area.
I'm so glad you said that because I had no idea how to pronounce that name. I'm sure I was going to get it wrong.
What's that?
Otsego.
Oh, Otsego. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's we always use Kalamazoo, Michigan because it was our closest big city. It's a very weird spot to be for making music, it seems like. A lot of my favorite music comes from the South. It trickles its way up there, and that's what we grew up on. It's always kind of like an unworthiness kind of thing, I guess, because you grow up listening to all these Southern acts, and we got people like Bob Seger, I guess, who kind of was inspired by stuff like that also. But, you know, I guess it's no worse than the British invasion.
Yeah, it just goes to show you can make great music from anywhere. Now, I got a question for you. You said you were a welder for 3 years. You know, what's your preference, touring musician or welder?
I would say definitely touring musician. Yeah, it scares me to death a lot. I've got really bad stage fright, and the nerves are really scary. But I did that for about 3 years, the welding thing. And my grandparents did factory work their whole life, and my dad was a bus driver, and he kind of was everywhere. And the whole kind of not working for yourself thing ain't as fun.
Would you like to play another song from the album?
Yeah, we're going to play the single, Hands to Myself. This is probably the most misunderstood song that we'll ever do.
Like this, painting.
Myron Elkins on WNRN in studio. That's a song from Factories, Farms, and Amphetamines coming out on Low Country Sound Elektra Records in January. Myron, I'm one of these people who definitely listens to the tune before I listen to the lyrics.
Oh,
so
okay, yeah.
I heard that song very different the first couple of times than I did the third or fourth time once I really started paying attention to the words. Whose idea was it to put such a kind of dark song to such a toe-tapping tune?
That'd be our producer there, Dave Cobb. I almost kind of laughed. I think he's kind of like you. I could be wrong. He heard kind of the feel, and he said, let's like this, you know, and we were actually going after a Stone song. And I was kind of like, really? And we started, got it going, and I'm a big fan of soul music as well. And it started sounding like a soul song. I'm like, that's cool. And by the end of it, I almost appreciated it more because it's cool to kind of shoot over people's heads sometimes, you know. And I think what really kind of deterred me from the feel at first was being such a fan of country music. When you have a song with that kind of lyrics, it's always super, super, it's kind of a bummer production, you know what I mean? And yeah, Dave Cobb was kind of the guy who got that to where it was feel-wise.
I love the way it sounds, and maybe someday you'll have a chance to do it with a pedal steel guitar and get that country sound to it. Because you're right, it definitely sounds like a country song when you listen to the lyrics.
Yes, yeah. That you know, those are some of my favorite songs, some Lefty Frizzell songs, and you know, just the old sad kind of murder ballad stories, you know.
I know you guys have a long ways to go and are traveling north, so I don't want to hold you up too much longer, but I can't tell you how much we appreciate having you come in today, Myron.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having us, and hopefully we'll be back. Virginia is just beautiful to kind of come out over this way and see all the hills and the scenery. It's awesome.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and when you're back playing in the area, we'd love to have you in again.
Awesome. Sounds good.
That's Myron Elkins on WNRN in studio. His new album's coming out in January, Factories, Farms, and Amphetamines. It'll be on Low Country Sound Elektra Records. Myron, thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Masago. Thanks to Graham and Spencer for their help in engineering. It's a WNRN in studio session.